We in the building, man. Rat Pack Sports Show. I'm gonna groove out to this beat for a little bit. I like this. Don't lie. Know they're trying to buy. Know they're getting real high. Put the life turn on in little time lines. That's me. That's me. That's me. That's me. That's me. That's me. I'm Debo. That's me. That's me. That's me. That's me. That's me. That's me. I'm Debo. How can it be? Sometimes that's my way to trap me. Let me stop. Let me stop. Y'all about to make me turn back the clock. William, I know you probably can't even, you can't hear the audio that's playing on the other end, but you'll hear it. You'll hear it when you catch it on the replay.
Oh, okay. what you playing over there?
Just a little bit of tunes here, you know, back in the days when I used to do a little bit of things on the music. I got a whole bunch of old like music that I used to make, and I was just playing one of the beats, one of the instrumental tracks that I made a while back. Well, this, let me see if I can pull up when I actually made this. The next break, I'll play something else. But let me see when I actually made this. 2000. That's how long ago this was. 2000. May 5th, 2005. At 11:30 p.m. That's when I first made this beat.
Man,
it's a long time ago, bro.
Man, 2005.
Yeah. Hey, what? Hey, 2005. Rat Pack Sports Show. Wasn't even thought about at that point. We didn't start Rat Pack Sports Show until 2013. About 2013.
Yeah.
It was around the time when we started the show. So during this time here, you know, I was going to school for like music and, you know, film.
Right, right.
I was writing music. I was making music. I was performing at shows. I got all this. It's documented. I got it all on DVD. A lot of the shows we did, because I had a little camera, and we all, you know, recorded it. And I got them somewhere on the DVD here. But, you know.
Look at Debo being all DJ Jazzy Jeff.
So yeah, man. I don't know why on your end, bro. When I play, it's got to be something in the settings, because normally when I'm playing music or something like that, you should be able to hear it, but you never been able to hear it.
Well, I can hear like little bits and pieces, but what it is that it cuts out and everything and all that. So like I'll hear like little flashes of it.
Yeah.
And everything, and then like I don't really start hearing anything until probably about, I'd say probably either halfway or at the end of your first sentence and everything, and then everything just kind of starts coming into focus.
Probably the volume. Volume might be just too loud when I'm playing. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
I couldn't tell you, Debo.
Sometimes when we have these clips and stuff, and I'll be playing these clips, and you can't hear them, and the clips be hilarious. I think Boss Hawk can hear it when he's on. I think. I'm not sure. Let me see something here. Let me check something here. So I got the audio microphone. I wonder if I set it as line in. Let me know if you can hear me if I when I change this, William. Because this might be part of the problem here, but let me go to the line in and see if it can pick you up. Can you hear me now? No, see, he can't hear me. William can't hear me. Let me try something else. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Nope. Can you hear me now? Nope. Ah, it doesn't work like that either. Oh, well.
What you doing over there?
Huh? I was trying to see something. But apparently it's not working the way that I was envisioning it working. So, I don't know. Let me try something else. Can you hear me now? Nope. Can you hear me now? Nope. Yeah, so it's just a setting. It's just a setting with Skype. That's all I got. I don't know what else is going on with that. But all right, let's get back to it. You hear me good now?
No.
You can't hear me? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh. Okay. All right, we good. All right, so first segment we did a lot of college football talk. I think this season we're going to have a lot of that college football talk as this whole realignment thing shakes itself out. And you see what happened, man. I mean, but personally, I think the Pac-12 is done. that's just my opinion. There's just not enough. I mean, could they possibly pull some teams in from, other conferences? Yes, but again, they're already in conferences that are snatching their team. So why would they leave those conferences that is more secure and more, in a better situation and go to the Pac-12? That's the only thing. Like, they could be looking for, teams to, join the Pac-12 to re-solidify the conference. But when you have what's going on in the Pac-12 happening, all those other, teams in those other more secure conferences are going to be a lot more reluctant to leave. And that is going to be the problem.
Well, the thing is that you know, we're already talking Pac-12 in the past tense, and the thing that you know that I was really thinking about during the break is that even though these other conferences are approaching, mainly Stanford and Cal.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have to leave, obviously.
Yeah, but my thing is that you're also now you're looking at trying to now poach anywhere from 12 to 14 teams.
Yeah,
to join your conference.
It's a lot of teams.
And I mean, the easiest way to possibly do that would be to kind of do what I was saying before, approaching a Mountain West conference, or hey, even the Sun Belt conference, and be like, hey, look, we already have this established conference, and we already have this TV right. We already have this partnership with this bowl game, et cetera, et cetera. You know, hey, why don't you just come over and join this conference? Now you have access to all of the Pac-12 television stuff and even the Rose Bowl. Now, the reason why a conference like the Sun Belt specifically might actually go for that, because a lot of the Sun Belt teams don't get a lot of TV time. So, and they probably are getting less money than what the Pac-12 is. So maybe you can entice an entire conference to come over and ultimately join your conference or whatever, and still try to bring in their donors, their sponsors, and all that to try to compete. Again, will it work? It could. I highly doubt it, but I mean, it's a way to keep the Pac-12 intact. Because, you know, I've never really been a fan of the Pac-12, but I have respected them. And yeah, it's just kind of shocking, I guess you could say, that we're seeing again. We're not talking about the Mountain West. We're not talking about the Big Sky Conference. We're talking about the Pac-12.
Yeah,
like seemingly, possibly not existing next year, and that to me that blows my mind.
Yeah, it is something that probably a few years back, maybe even just last year, or maybe even 6 months ago, wouldn't have been anything we would have thought about. And if somebody would have brought it up, we would have laughed it off. Like, yeah, okay, yeah, I believe that. When I see it, and boom, here's the when I see it time. Yeah, just crazy, man.
Well, so as we were talking, I don't know if you heard that little beep or not, but I actually just got a story forwarded over to me and everything. And evidently, San Diego State University is looking at leaving the Mountain West Conference and going to the Pac-12.
Okay, well, I mean, that's a start. BYU's a respected program. So yeah, that's a start.
I mean, I don't know what I don't know if anything would transpire, but San Diego State, they've had some pretty good football teams in the past. It's definitely not, I guess you could say, that home run hit to replace a Oregon or a UCLA or a USC, but you got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And I mean, the thing is that, like I said before, I don't, all of this realignment and everything, all of this is far from over. But like I said, I look forward for there to be moves from colleges and everything all the way through this upcoming college football season.
Yeah, this season gonna be pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. Hopefully we get just as much interest in the games that we got off the court for all the headlines and stuff that they've been through so far.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so let's move on to the next topic here.
All right.
Actually, William, I'm gonna let you start it off again. What else was it that you had on your mind?
Man, honestly, I've actually really have said everything that's been on my mind. Again, this whole college football realignment and everything has kind of taking over a lot of sports topics and everything. It's just been very interesting to see the realignments. Again, I'm really pulling for the Pac-12 to just stay in competition. But no, I mean that's pretty much it. What about you?
Well, I want to get into, oh, should I wait? I'm gonna wait till the 10 o'clock hour for that part, but I want to get into some NFL
All
preseason,
right.
and I got a little rant, but I'm not gonna go there yet.
Uh-oh.
But I will. Let me see here. I changed my web browser around, and since I've done that, just can't find anything these days.
Well, did you hear about this story about this who was it? Breland from Minnesota.
Breland, Breland. That name sounds familiar.
Yeah.
No, no, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, he was, I guess, arrested for armed robbery or like carjacking or something.
All right, so trying to find these links, boy. I tell you, I think we just lost William too. He got dropped, so he'll call back. His phone is having issues here. Can't never find anything when I'm looking for it. Let me go back. Is that it? No. All right. So I said I will hold off and wait for a little bit. So that means I'm going to just go ahead and jump right into it because I'm not real good at holding. Yeah. Okay, so remember back in the days we had Henry Ruggs, the wide receiver for the Raiders? Well, my man just got sentence 3. I wonder why the gap is so wide, but 3 to 10 years for that fatal DUI crash that happened some years back, and he killed, I think it was a young lady and a baby. Let's see. Yeah. Well, a Vegas woman and a dog. So, 2021 drunk driver crash that killed Las Vegas woman and dog. He could be open for parole after 3 years. We knew his career was going to be done when that happened. You don't really make it out of that with your head above water. It's just one of those situations that you never want to be in, but, you know, he in it. And that's all it is, man. Let's see. I think this is the guy William just talking about. Ex NFL Breland faces stolen car and gun charges. See, I almost thought, oh, it is Rashad Breland. Oh, okay. So he last played in 2021, booked in. Yeah, so that's Rashad Breland. I don't know why I was thinking, it's another name that I was thinking of. And now I can't Now I can't get it, but let's see. Can't never find what I'm looking for when I'm looking for it. So, here's the story about Breland that William Graves was telling me about here. And find the information I'm looking for. Well, Ray's lost. So, and we have him back here with Mr. William Graves, who was dropped. Is now back. Man, St. Louis Cardinals are trash. I didn't realize it was that bad. 50-85? Woo-hoo.
15-85.
Yeah, 50-85 St. Louis Cardinals. That's their record.
Really?
Yeah, 50-85.
Jeez. Man.
That's terrible.
That's kind of rough.
They're going to have 100 losses by mid-September.
Man. St. Louis might need to do some house cleaning.
Mm-hmm. So, my man, preseason. Actually, let's stay on baseball for a minute. So, early in the season, you had the Rays who jumped out to like a historical start to the season. They, ran off, I think they won 23 out of about 30 games, 23-7, hitting the ball out of the ballpark, getting great pitching, and, everything was good in Rays land. The rest of baseball had them kind of, slowed up at the starting line. And the Rays came out the gate. And, what I don't understand is, and this is only Rays fans, I'm only speaking of Rays fans. You have, 69 wins. So technically, there's two other teams in all of baseball with a better record, and that's the Baltimore Orioles and the Atlanta Braves. Everybody else is on the way. everybody else trying to play catch up. So, you know, they, you know, as the season come along, you know, hot streaks wear down. They stop hitting. Bats become a little bit tighter and all of that. And, we'll see what actually happens. If the Rays gonna hold on, they're gonna get a wild card. If the Baltimore Orioles are gonna remain in first place, this is, you know, weird because, you know, the Rays are in the AL East, and when you look up there on the wall, they got a bunch of banners up there on that wall. Even dominating them when they weren't so young. Now, this, you know, you look at it, and the Rays, that's where they at, 69 wins, and yep, so What do you think, William, on the state of, you know, the Rays?
Well, you know, the thing is that even when the Rays were off to this historic start, they still were not getting the respect that they deserved. And the state of the Rays right now, you know, over, what was it, the last week, 2 weeks, they had to put two pitchers on the DL, which really does hurt them, but the thing is that the Rays, the one thing that they've always impressed me with as of late was, and when I mean as of late, I mean over the last several years, is their farm system and the ability to develop these players. The Rays, I really do feel like, are a playoff team. If they don't make the playoffs, I'll be shocked. I really will. I think that they will win the division, but if they don't, I think that they'll get a wild card spot. And actually, either way they go, I think that they are pretty well set up to go deep into the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, baseball is, you know, getting into August, and this is where if you think you got a chance, you'll make a, you know, trade. If you like your team, you want to stand pat, you can do that as well. But
yeah,
these Rays 69-47, 22 games above 500. You know, can't complain about that. As a fan, that's all you want to do is see your team play and do well. So, that is that. Ooh, cramp, brain cramp. All right, I think I'm back. Hold on. All right, so let's go over here to the NFL. See where we at, 34.